We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. Hope you'll stick around for the next hour. We've got some fine, straight-ahead, modern, mainstream jazz to play for you. I think you're going to enjoy what we're going to put forth. I'm going to continue to highlight on this second hour the works of Cannonball Adderley, who is a premier alto sax man on a jazz scene in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And this is a working group that Cannonball put together. It's a concert live in Tokyo, Japan, in July of 1963. And besides Cannonball, we again have Cannonball's younger brother, Nat Adderley, on cornet, multi-instrumentalist, Yusuf Lateef, very talented guy, could play flute, oboe, and tenor sax. I think he plays tenor sax on this track. He's a very tenor sax man. Joe Zomino on piano. Joe went on in the 70s and 80s to lead up the very influential Weather Report group. And in the rhythm section, we've got Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. So let's listen to this group live in concert in Japan, 1963, Autumn Leaves.
This one is called Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
That was the Cannonball Adderley Sextet live in concert in Tokyo, Japan in July of 1963. And that was their version of Autumn Leaves. And the predominant soloist on that track was really Cannonball's younger brother, Ned Adderley, on cornet. And we heard also a fine piano solo there by Joe Zawinul, one of the pioneer leaders of later in the 70s and 80s of the Weather Report. Fine rhythm section there of Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next is a group Norman Granz put together for his Norgran label. And he called it the Modern Jazz Sextet. And it features Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Skeeter Best on guitar, Percy Heath on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. And here they're going to do the tune written by Roy Turk and Fred Ehlert entitled Mean to Me. Thank you. That was Mean to Me, featuring Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Skeeter Best on guitar, Percy Heath on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from the LP entitled Modern Jazz Sextet, released on the Norgran label in 1956.
Continuing our salute to our highlight artist of the week, LL Saxman, Cannonball Adderley, we're going to now turn to a Riverside album that Cannonball cut in 1961 in New York City. And he brought into the studio with him one of the premier pianists at that time on the Riverside label, jazz pianist Bill Evans. And in the rhythm section, we've got back Percy Heath, who was in the Modern Jazz Quartet at that time, along with Connie Kay, who was also in the rhythm section of the MJQ at that particular time. And they dip into the George and Ira Gershwin songbook and do Who Cares?
Thank you.
from the George and Ira Gershwin songbook, a great old standard, Who Cares? And, of course, Cannonball there on alto sax all the way through. Fine piano solo there by Bill Evans, who was a major recording artist in his own name on Riverside, a label at that time. And the rhythm section straight out of the Modern Jazz Quartet, Percy Heath on bass and Connie Kay on drums. So what's next up, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group headed by trumpet artist Joe Newman. It's from an RCA Victor LP entitled All I Want to Do Is Swing. And it features Joe on trumpet, Frank Rehack on trombone, Ernie Wilkins on alto sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Nat Pierce on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. It was a tune written by Al Cohn, and it's entitled Captain Spaulding. That was Captain Spaulding, a tune written by Al Cohn and brought to you there by Joe Newman on trumpet, Frank Rehack on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Nat Pierce on piano, Ernie Wilkins on alto sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. It was from an RCA Victor LP released in 1955 entitled All I Want to Do Is Swing. For those of you that are trivia buffs, Captain Spaulding was a character in the 1928 Broadway musical animal crackers. And Captain Spaulding was played by Groucho Marx. And there was a tune in that musical entitled Hooray for Captain Spaulding, and that became Groucho Marx's theme song from that point on, and carried on through his television shows in the 50s and any other appearances that he would make. That theme would always come up.
The earliest albums that Cannonball cut were on the Marcy label, which is a subsidiary of the Mercury label, and they did the jazz line for the that particular company. And this goes way back to March of 1958. It was a little album put out on the Marcy label, originally titled Cannonball Adderley, Cannonball's Sharpshooters. And Sharpshooters, they were. Here again we had Cannonball's little brother, Nat, on cornet, one of Evans's finest, Junior Mance, on piano, Sam Jones is back on bass, and the swinging Jimmy Cobb is on drums. And this is something that was written by the pianist Junior Mance. I think it's a gorgeous little swinger called Jubilation.
Thank you.
Yes, Jubilation, written by Junior Mance, who was the piano player on that particular track, and one of early Cannonball albums on the Marcy label called Cannonball Sharpshooters. And you also heard, of course, on cornet, Julian's younger brother, Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, Jubilation. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we'll hear from John Coltrane. This is from his Atlantic LP entitled My Favorite Things. It features John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Steve Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. It's a Cole Porter tune entitled Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Thank you.
That was Every Time We Say Goodbye, with John Coltrane there on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Steve Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. It was from an Atlantic LP released in 1960, entitled My Favorite Things.
Well, back now with our highlight artist of the week, Cannibal Adderley, and this is from one of my favorite Cannibal Adderley albums. I think you'll enjoy it. We did one track of this particular album in the first hour when we did Sidewalks of New York. Here we have Cannibal Adderley back on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, who was in the MJQ or Modern Jazz Quartet with Milt Jackson at that time, and Art Blakey on drums, who was the leader of the Jazz Messengers at that time. And they get into the bag of the Cole Porter songbook, and they do Just One of Those Things. Thank you. Cannonball Alley on alto sax and Milt Jackson on vibes, dipping into the Cole Porter songbook, doing just one of those things, backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Art Blakey on drums. So I'll tell the listeners about the Feeling of Jazz.
You've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break between the hours for the news. We hope you enjoyed tonight's program, and we hope you'll also join us next week at the same time, 8 p.m. We will promise to present you with 2 full hours of quality mainstream jazz. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We'll see you next week. Next, we'll hear from a group headed by Nat Adderley. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Work Song. Features Nat on cornet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Haynes on drums. It's a Fred Ehlert Roy Turk tune entitled Mean to Me. Thank you.